Artist Pablo Picasso once said, "His work begins with an idea that then becomes something else." That's the philosophy behind an event in Yuma this week aimed at kickstarting new businesses throughout Yuma County. It's called Startup Weekend, a 55-hour workshop with experts, mentors, and resources all in one place so that anyone who has an idea can turn it into a business. KAWC's Lou Gum speaks with Han Nguyen, one of the Startup Weekend organizers, about the event and how it's going to work.
The event will focus on startups in agriculture and food. Nguyen, a former New York investment consultant and the managing partner of Yossarian Capital Partners, is the driving force behind the Yuma Startup Weekend that kicks off Friday and runs through Sunday. Nguyen's name is becoming increasingly familiar in the region. Last year, she specifically chose Yuma as an area ripe for an infusion of outside investment. She hopes to attract up to $150 million in private equity investment to the region. I asked her why Yuma seemed a good fit for her project and what Startup Weekend is all about.
I chose Yuma because when you think of economic development and you think of economic figures, a lot of that goes down to job growth. And Yuma was literally the highest unemployment rate statistic at the time when I was doing my due diligence on the community. I came down here back in May of 2014 to do an on-site visit, and I was really blown away by just how warm the community was, and more importantly, how committed the local business leaders were. And I like to use this story. Here I was, someone who didn't have necessarily the funds behind me, but the idea of wanting to bring that kind of investment into the area. And in a matter of weeks, I was sitting at a table with people who were interested and willing to share their insights on the community and sort of how they're involved in building it. And it was just, it was a really eye-opening experience, and it helped solidify my views on how effective a large pool of capital is in a smaller environment like Yuma, Arizona, versus, you know, trying to make a difference in New York City.
Well, and that brings us to a pretty big event for Yuma this coming weekend, which is the Startup Weekend concept. And it might be new for a lot of people. Tell us a little bit about what it is.
Startup Weekend is actually a program that was developed out of Techstars, an accelerator based in Colorado. It's pretty famous. They created this program to facilitate grassroots entrepreneurship. And they basically built a framework that is replicable across any community. You just need to apply to host the program. They have the infrastructure, the resources to back you in this, to host this event, essentially. And they've partnered with some big names like Google, who's offering prizes for the event. And the effort is really to get the conversation going about what is, what does it take to be an entrepreneur? What is the startup culture?
And it's a unique model because it's it happens very quickly over a couple of days, a 2.5 days. And it's kind of got a unique format. A little bit more about that.
It's a 54-hour weekend that's based on pitching an idea to your fellow attendees and then forming teams around the best ones. Once the teams are formed, you spend the next 2 days working your butt off to make that idea come to life. So you validate the concept, you learn about validating, getting market research out there. They learn about concepts like lean canvases. And then once you build the company and build the idea, you put it together into a presentation that's delivered on demo day, which is Sunday, before a panel of industry judges and investors. We were very fortunate to have Paul Brierley partner with us on this event. He's out of the Yuma Center for Excellence in Desert Agriculture, and he is very connected to the ag community.
So you're looking for ideas that will transform an industry that's already strong in this region.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, because these programs are typically not themed, what we call a vertical, but it was important to me that if it was going to really succeed in Yuma, that it not only drew from the Yuma population, but drew from outside of Yuma too, and bring in some of the intellectual capital that you find outside. And so it made sense to leverage and sort of promote what Yuma does best, which is ag.
All right, that's Han Nguyen, and we're talking about Startup Weekend. It starts actually Friday, Friday evening, and runs through Sunday. Is that correct?
Yes, this Friday. Buy tickets.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.